I thought of you guys this, I was at my parents' house for Christmas.
And thanks,
the,
Peter.
The Very Brady Christmas was on '88.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was so funny because Peter and Bobby were sharing the living room, and Peter had on a nightshirt. And I'm like, who wears, whoever in this, at least from like after 1850, has worn a nightshirt.
A nightshirt.
And you can't look at Robert Reed, do anything without noticing how gay he is now. You, the hand
he is
on the hip.
Very gay.
The left hand being this, while the right arm is akimbo on the hip. You cannot notice.
Peter! Why don't you slip this sexy little nightshirt on, Peter? Because it's no fun unless I could pull something up in the back. That's why the all the Brady boys wear the nightshirts.
He just gave up acting straight. Because I think in the original series, you can, I don't think you could tell at all, but you're right. These later episodes and specials that came out, he just said, ah, screw
it. Those scenes
I am
where
what I am, and here it is.
Those scenes where he's laying in bed with Carol at the end of the show, doing the little show closer, and they have to make like they're a loving married couple. It's like, oh, my. Oh, Carol, come here. Let me give you a kiss, I guess. Smell that vagina from up here.
Ew.
Mind if I sleep in the boys' room tonight, Carol? Greg, do you think I could shove that big horse sculpture at the bottom of the stairs up my ass? Let's try.
There's one scene where one of the Brady kids, like one of their kids, like whether it was Marsh's little 8-year-old redheaded son, slid down the banister and Robert Reed was at the bottom to catch him.
I'll catch you. Come on down. Oh, he's coming so fast. And so am I.
Oh, yeah.
I love those boys. Ugh. Stupid. Girls, you okay? All right, good night. Hi, boys. Let me tuck in and read you a little story. Once upon a time, there was a homosexual actor playing a dad.
Well, I understand that he would molest Bobby and Greg, but he wouldn't molest Peter because Peter wasn't mechanically inclined.
Peter, why don't you put on the Phil Packer mustache you wore in episode 33 and, you know... You tickle my little member down here with that mustache. Ooh. All right, boys, we're going to play Steal the Playbook. I put it in my pants. Now you boys got to steal it so Greg can read the plays and... Ooh. I've rolled up these plans and put them in this tube. Now you've got to hide them in me.